Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We'd like to acknowledge the Kaurna people as the traditional custodians of the land on which this podcast is recorded and produced.
Welcome to The Beautiful Nightmare. It's the podcast for when you're flying by the seat of your dang pants.
Absolutely. Your Santa-wearing big blancmange undies.
Blancmange undies. Santa, yes. Pants.
Santa pants. Santa pants.
Big old red ones. Yeah. We love them.
Santa's period undies, great. Oh my,
Santa's period undies. So Santa now is a woman.
Who says he's not?
Santorina.
Oh, many people say he's not. That's why I'm just trying. He's not God, is he?
But he gets his damn period. Maybe
he might just wear ladies' knickers, okay?
Okay, maybe. Scarlett did say, I've worked it out, Mum. Clearly my kids don't go to a Catholic school. She goes, I think Santa might be Jesus. And I was like, my great theory. I love that theory. I did not stop that theory.
Merge.
Who gets his period? Anyway.
Brilliant start. This podcast is hosted by Chanel and Tamara. And hey, I've been thinking, this Uh-oh. Came to me in the shower.
Oh, watch out.
You
watch
know
out.
What I'm like when I'm in the shower and I think of things. It's a dangerous place for me to think things.
And now Chanel has a very red raw spot on her thigh when she overthought for a long time and scrubbed way too hard.
Yes!
She comes into the studio with rashes. Why have you got all those rashes?
It's excited.
You've been showering again and thinking. What were you thinking about?
No skin left. Oh. So, look, I was thinking the people that listen to this podcast are exactly like we are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I hope so.
Well, they're a gift to anyone that has them in their lives.
A gift
know
from
that
God.
About yourself.
A gift from Jesus.
Well, they are. They're these kind of people that they don't take themselves too seriously.
Yep.
They place a real importance of laughing at things, whether it is at someone else's expense or their own expense.
You got to laugh.
Hard on sleeve as well. They're just damn good value to be around.
Yeah, we love them.
So that was one thing. So thank you for all your support this year. And you just know you're exactly on the same wavelength as us. Takes one to know one.
Exactly.
And it's a nice little relationship that we have with you. And I'm thinking we need some kind of name or something that when we reach out to do these episodes that are a bit more of people writing in yeah. or sending voice yes. memos, what are these people? Who are these people?
What do we call
in
them?
Society? Who's yes? We need a name that kind of bunches us all together in this.
Yes.
This lovely click, a good click, not a bad click.
Good click, not like Mean Girls click.
No, like a cohort.
They have to be looking at our little signage that we have in the studio. I reckon they're not nightmares. They're nightmares. Our nightmares. You're a nightmare. You've just been crowned the nightmares.
Nightmares.
Is that good?
Well, Mary, quite contrary.
And nightmares, as in N-I-T-E, Mary's M-A-R-Y.
Mary.
You're a Mary.
Yeah. Actually, you're not, and I know there's quite a few blokes out there that would go, hey, I'm listening to this podcast. Don't leave me out.
Yeah, good point.
What about Night Martin?
Night Martin. I'm going to tell my friend Paul who listens, Paul, you're a Night Martin. Why does that sound wrong?
Martin.
I love it.
Martin.
I love it, but Night Martin.
I don't know. They deserve it.
It sounds like a job role. I'm a Night Martin at the local mall.
And I like the Beautiful Nightmare podcast. I listen often on my breaks, my sandwich.
Why does our male listener sound like that?
I don't know. Why do you talk like that?
You do not
sounds
talk like
someone's principal at school. Blah, 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 blah.
What if he listens? Good one, Chanel.
Shout out, Damien.
You're going to get told off now. You're going to get
story
suspended.
Of my life
suspended.
In school.
Anyway. I suspend you, Nightmares. So anyway,
Christmas is a good time to say thanks for things. And look, the biggest thanks is to you out there who's listening, who likes the dumb shit that we like and doesn't take herself or himself too seriously. So, Nightmares, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. And we have no fans, no listeners after that comment. Thanks, Chanel. I think what she
still
means
got the
is
Night Martins.
Have a good Christmas, Nightmares. This is a good episode because we're talking about Christmas shopping and all the crazy shit that people have done at Christmas.
It's gold. What have you seen? People watching at its finest.
Hit it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wait.
Okay, now, from the beginning.
Beautiful
nightmare.
Oh, this is going to be quite fun.
So you know my dog Teddy.
I know
Chanel.
Him very well, yes.
The fanny sniffing, minge licking. Oh no, he's not a minge. He probably licks the minges of other dogs,
probably.
I would say. Yeah.
And I am not a dog.
No.
He does sniff, but I'm ready for him now. My laptop goes right in front of me, bits, boom, down, as a guard, as a shield.
And then he comes around the back. Didn't see that coming.
He gets my headphones at the back. Such a pervert.
Oh,
your
he's
dog.
Such a perv, Teddy. Good old Teddy, who is almost two. Anyway, we have had a few issues with him at work because he barks at all the couriers.
And wants to eat them.
And wants to eat them because they wear high-vis, right?
For some and reason, he's so fashion conscious, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like, I hate that high-vis. It's ugly, ugly, ugly. And take it off. So he there's a post woman who comes past on a little bike. You know, there's little bikes and it's all high-vis. The whole damn thing's high-vis.
Yes.
Including her. And he is like, what the fuck is this? And he barks and barks and carries on like a pork chop. Anyway, we went to get a trainer to come in and sort some stuff out.
Sort his issue with high-vis.
High-vis. Mm. His high-vis issue. Mm. So in comes this guy called George. he had his shirt on inside out. Sorry, George, if you're listening, but you do have your shirt. You did. So he probably still does. He was this cool guy from Byron Bay previously. So he's in Adelaide now and he had a very chilled out vibe. He's like, hi guys, how are you? Oh, like he was talking.
Did you mirror him? Did you suddenly go down and talk like that?
I did. Well, I did because he was one of those grounded people that brings the whole room.
Take me down with you.
Down to calm down, right? He was just the way his voice was very. And within 5 minutes, he had Teddy like on the lead and he's talking to him very firmly. He was like the alpha and Teddy did exactly what he said. It was unbelievable. He was like, do not go past this line.
Is he God?
Leave it. He was like a dog whisperer.
Wow.
With his shirt on inside out because there were buttons flapping in the wind that Kai said he couldn't stop looking at anyway. But he was doing all this stuff and it was quite unbelievable. He obviously has a way with dogs.
Yes.
Anyway. So he said, how are you talking to Teddy? You know, because he observed me chatting with Teddy. Because I said, Teddy doesn't really love me. He kind of doesn't. When I come in, I'll go, hi, Teddy. And he just looks at me and looks away, like very aloof.
Yes.
And he says, he thinks you're at the bottom of the wolf pack. Like he thinks
you're crap.
I'm crap, basically. He's like, I don't want to come to you. You don't tell me what to do.
Do you feed him?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, he's an ungrateful.
Ungrateful fucker.
He's a my dog. Fucker.
So I got quite angry at my damn dog, Teddy. I was like, who are you?
You're at the bottom of the pack.
He said, you're kind of like, by trying to be all needy. Like, Teddy, come on. Come on, Teddy. He goes, you're like a needy girlfriend. And no one likes that. No one likes the girl who's, oh, honey, oh, I love you.
Well,
oh,
fuck you with your shirt on inside out. Yeah. Okay.
Caesar
Milan.
I'm the needy girlfriend that he's not interested in. He goes, you need to act like you don't care.
Right? Play the mind game.
So I'm like, this is passive aggression.
Go on. I can solve this for you. What? Walk in home with a high-vis vest on. In fact, get some high-vis pants, Kmart, sell them. They're a bargain to be had. And just walk around your house with them. Just strut around those real oversized pants and the top and just own it. Own the fuck out of it. Wear it for a week. See if that fixes his little ungrateful ass.
Yes, exactly. So I said to this guy, I said, George, well, hang on. Why am I being needy? I'm not like that normally. Like, why am I like that with him? And he goes, I don't know. You might have some issues that you need to.
George. George. Again, trying to, you know, school me and you have your shirt on inside out.
But he did have a good point. Like, why am I acting so needy with my damn dog? I need to unpack some issues.
Okay.
But then he
also. Why do you think it is?
Because I just want to be loved by something fluffy.
I love you. Oh, okay. Probably not me. Yeah. Not so fluffy.
Something that maybe my kids are growing up and no one really is cute and small anymore.
The
and
cat.
Needs me. Yeah, she's annoying though. She wants me too much. See?
Don't worry.
I'm like, ugh, get away, cat. I know you love me.
Ugh. Yeah, on the top of the feline pack.
Yeah.
Whatever it is called. Cohort.
Cohort.
Anyway. Tell him he's not a night Martin. That'll solve his.
Yeah, well, he may not be.
Talking about Teddy, not Caesar Milan.
Oh, I thought you meant George.
No,
okay. But he did have a good point that we have relationships with our animals and it never really occurred to me how I act in front of him may have an effect on him. Of course it does.
Did it really put a spotlight on you?
It did make
that you were
feel...
doing a monologue and everyone was watching you being so vulnerable?
Yeah.
You are needy and your dog can see through it.
Fucking yes.
Wow.
In a nutshell, lady.
Get a high-vis vest.
Yeah, anyway. So that was Teddy. And look, George left and I want him to come back because he's not fucking listening to me because I'm walking around very strong-minded, very calm, saying, Teddy, come. He still looks at me and does not come. But then I ignore him. But now we just have this distant relationship and I don't know what to do because he still doesn't care. Anyway.
What's he like with Kai?
Oh, he loves him, doesn't he?
Wow, top of the pack.
He's top of the pack.
Don't you dare let him in your bed or near anywhere. That is your sanctuary.
Yeah, I said that to Kai. Nope. Do not come anywhere near my bed, Kai.
Oh, that little bugger. And when I say bugger, he's huge, so he's not
He's a bugger.
And he's looking bugger.
Bugger. He's got this personality that's shitting me. And I really want him to love me.
So, I don't think he gives two fucks about me either when I come in. I'm wearing a high-vis vest next week.
Oh, good
I'm
luck gonna, with that. You have no tits left or minge. Just saying. I'll bite them off.
I'm terrified.
Anyway, poor Teddy.
Anyway, Christmas? How about that?
Yeah, Christmas.
The beautiful nightmare.
All right, so the funny things that we witness at Christmas time at the shops, at anywhere really. Shops is a good place.
Well, shops is brilliant because
shops is excellent.
That's where people are at their craziest. There's a lot of anxiety flying around. They're motivated.
People are in big numbers.
Yeah, a lot of people, and they're all other things on their mind. They're not concentrating on what they're doing. They're thinking, I've got this list, got to do stuff. Kai saw someone the other day. He said he rocked up at the shopping centre, and there was a guy with massive headphones on, just sitting on a seat. Singing Christmas carols very loudly to nobody. Just singing.
Well, actually, I'm going to start this story off because this is fantastic. So we reached out to the Nightmares and said, what have you seen?
Yes.
What's going on? Because we need eyes everywhere. We need all hands on deck with this one.
All over the world.
What's going on?
Yeah.
And we got some great stuff in because shit's happening all over the place and we must laugh about it. Okay.
Love it.
So first cab off the rank here, Jasmine, Melbourne. I don't know if this is progressive or just plain wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's all discuss this together.
All right. Hit me, Jasmine.
Okay.
With your rhythm stick.
With your rhythm stick.
Hip. Sorry. Go on.
But I was in Bras and Things. We all know that. It's a it's a undie shop.
Yep.
For your bras and your knickers. And I witnessed a guy about 70 years of age purchasing a bra and undie set. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Could be for his wife.
Could be.
Could be for him. Who knows?
Could be for his
Okay. So here we go. Here's Jasmine because she's fact-finding for us. I had to know more, so I lurked nearby shuffling hangers. Of course she did. Good girl. Well done. Good girl.
What a sneak.
Oh, and a good sneak. I applaud her. Wait till you hear this. He asked if they could be exchanged if it's the wrong size because they were for his daughter-in-law. Wrong. Can't.
If,
I think if my father-in-law did that, I would pass out with my leg in the air and just – I think I'd have to go, surely these were for someone else. I'd die.
Would you die? For some reason, I wouldn't be surprised if my father-in-law did that, Wolfgang. That'd be something he would do. And for some reason, he would get away with it in a weird way. Like it would be become sort of a funny joke.
Oh, that's funny.
Slightly.
I feel like Graham would overthink. He wouldn't be able to pick the right size or the colour and he'd panic and he'd walk out.
Get you a strap on instead. Thanks, Graham.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry. I've grossed her out massively. Oh, my God.
Anyway, thanks, Jasmine.
Lizzie wrote in and she says her husband took the kids late night shopping at Christmas and after milkshakes and junk food, he thought putting their daughter on his shoulders and spinning her around was a good idea. She threw up exorcist style over the shopping centre floor, causing a chain reaction of about 10 other people at the shopping centre throwing up as well.
My God.
Oh, what a dumb idea. Dads do things like that.
Dads are dumb and dads don't belong in the shops next to you during Christmas shopping. Go to the Christmas shopping yourself, Mr. Night Martin. Night Martins. Leave the Marys to do what they have to do if they want to do it. You go and do your own version of Christmas shopping.
Absolutely.
With a list that we give you lovingly.
Oh,
have you?
Thrown up in public?
Outside the Moulin Rouge in Paris on my tour guide's shoe. I was exceptionally drunk.
Were you trying to speak French?
I was 20. On her shoe. I threw up on her foot.
Were you drunk?
Yes, very. Oh. I was 20.
Yeah, always drunk.
At 20, yes, in Paris. Anyway, moving on.
I threw up in a kebab bin in Tokyo outside a nightclub.
Amazing.
Yeah, out of one of those vans, you know, where they're selling kebabs. That's good, yeah.
Never loved you more, Tamara. That's so great.
It is very, very good.
We've got one from Ohio here, and I was actually thrilled when this came in. Big smile on my dial from one of our American listeners.
Ohio.
Sandy. She said, my dad was a mall Santa for years, and he has the best stories.
Oh, my God, he would.
He would have the greatest. She said, one I'll never forget was a young boy asked him to spank his mummy.
Oh, because she was naughty.
Mum's naughty. Spank her.
And did he say, where's your mom?
Where's your mom?
What does she look like? Bring her over here for a naughty.
Lay on my lap. Naughty.
I'll give her a good spanking. What's your address? I'm a creepy Santa. Sick.
Excuse me, that's Sandy's dad.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry,
I'm just
Sandy.
Saying, she knows. I'm just playing. She's a nightmare. She gets it.
She does get it.
Okay, this one I just found online. I had to put it in because it was so good.
Yeah.
It was from a retail assistant or checkout chick who said, this made me laugh. You're going to love it. One confused customer at a store stood in front of what he thought was a cash register but was actually just an unused computer. Other customers assumed he knew what he was doing, and within 15 minutes the line began to snake all around the department, according to a former employee of the store. It just got more chaotic from there. When the doofus who started this whole fiasco went to find the right line, he found the end of the line he had started. Then the guy behind him heard that there wasn't a register, so he followed the first guy, then the next customer followed, and the second, and so on. And it just became this chaotic snake-like thing that went round and round. Only in
Jesus
America.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. Standings are starting a line
by
that
the
didn't
way,
exist. A fake line.
The doofus. That word's doofus. Great. Doofus.
Can you imagine? I would like to do that one day just for fun, purposely.
Buck it all up.
Stand somewhere and just create a line that doesn't exist.
And you know what? Christmas is the time to do it.
And then just watch everyone freak out like, oh, when's it my turn? When's it my turn?
Yeah, what's happening? Anyone having problems paying at the register?
And then I love the front guy goes to the back of his own damn fake line. You idiot.
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 By the way, we're staying in America. Shayla from California said, my husband bought me a vibrator for Christmas last year. Very progressive. And I was thrilled to say the least. Good on you, love. Anyway, she's put, however, he mixed up the gift tags and handed it to my son on Christmas morning and he opened it. Furthermore, he told his grandparents that my dad gave me a rabbit on a stick for Christmas.
That's okay. At least he thought it was a rabbit on a stick.
Imagine saying that to very like religious conservative type parents.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, rabbit on a stick. A rabbit on a stick. I love a rabbit on a stick.
That unnecessary shame from the, let's say, the in-laws and just had a good old time.
Yeah.
Good for you, lady.
Maybe in the deep south they really would have a rabbit on the stick for Christmas, like an actual cooked rabbit on a stick.
Maybe.
On the barbecue.
Maybe it's a delicacy.
Yeah, well, it would be, definitely. Lena says she was working as a checkout chick years ago when she saw a customer stuffing the inside of her pants with frozen prawns.
Mm.
This woman would unpackage them and throw the rubbish in a stack of tyres that were on display. Why stealing prawns down your pants? You would have to make it. You would have to haul ass to the car straight away.
They would go bad real quick.
And so was your fanny.
And quite pokey.
Oh yeah, sticking in there. They are quite sharp, aren't they?
Yeah.
So you'd have a cut up fanny that stinks like prawns, wouldn't you? Because she's got them down her pants.
Yeah.
God damn.
So I pictured that and that wasn't, I'm very visual. I suddenly
could see you thinking
what was
about
doing.
That.
Yeah. Oh my God. Amy has written in, my children have been doing an excessive amount of bush wees because we are just on the go and don't have time. Public urination has reached an all-time high. Apologise in advance.
Oh, my God. It's because they're mum's excited.
Like, yeah. Kids. And the, you know, public toilets are busy. People are lining up. They're a bit gross at times because that many people are using them. So you wee in the bush.
I love a bush wee. I know you're not an advocate for a bush wee.
Oh, I am if I need to.
Really?
It's just sometimes the excess spray. It's not a great idea.
No. I often they're so long. I will do really long ones.
Yes. I need to dig a hole.
Dribble down onto my shoe and I've sprayed a bit on my leg. That's what happens.
Gold.
Also, do you know I did one actually the other week when we were coming back from Renmark and I was like, Kai, pull over. I need to pee.
I feel like you just wanted to do it. You could have waited 2 minutes.
I could not have waited. So I went
and peed. I think it's a thrill.
But Chanel, there was no real trees and I was like, I'm at the age where I don't give a fuck and I kind of just did it bare ass out and I thought, well, if someone sees me, they'll see me in a blur at going 100 k's an hour. Vroom, vroom. What are they going to really see? There's no time to take a photo. Who cares?
You're delightful ass.
Yeah, hovering. Hovering and peeing on my shoes.
So did you get back in the car after you've pissed on your shoes?
Pretty much.
Beautiful.
You know, it's only pee. It's very sanitary.
Yes. The
beautiful nightmare.
Billy said her local Westfield decided to renovate the mall car park during Christmas shopping.
Dumb.
Why?
Dumb idea.
You motherfuckers in that office department making everyone's life a shit show at that time.
Yeah. People make dumb decisions at Christmas. It is the
world
crazy
worries
season.
Me often with people that are in management roles that make decisions like this.
Yeah.
They're out there and in very high numbers. The Nightmares and the Night Martins will know what's going on.
You've got to say Night Martins.
Martin. So it is like the school principal will know anyway. The Marys will know.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Leslie wrote in, she said, in one store when she was younger, working at Christmas time as a Christmas casual, two men were wrestling at a Target over the last special. One wasn't wearing any pants. She doesn't know why. And they had to spray them with a fire extinguisher whilst the carols were playing in the background.
Oh, like, my
like something
God.
Off Home Alone, you know.
That has to be in America and in Walmart as
always,
well.
Always.
Oh, no, Target.
Target was a Target.
Sorry. Here comes Bear Bum, right down Bear Bum Lane.
And sick. That's so disgusting.
Gross. Well, Kelly's put this one we all know. This one we've witnessed a few times.
Sure.
I can't understand people who yell across the self-service checkouts because they've fucked it up and can't work the machine. Of course, it's the staff members' fault.
Oh,
yeah,
always.
People are, hello, it's not working, and they're all getting annoyed.
Oh, my God, that's me. I get really annoyed.
At the staff member?
Oh,
maybe if she or he doesn't come quick enough.
Quick enough if they don't come over. That one guy yesterday at Target, funnily enough, was chatting to his mate who was off for his break and they're having a good old chat
what
in a busy little self-checkout and my face boiled, my eyes
boiled, were you boiled, making,
drilled. Were you huffing?
Drilled into the back of his head. And I was like, no. I went, excuse me. This doesn't work. And I just put something through. I put some socks through. What's wrong with it? Why does it need assistance?
I know what's happened. What? Kelly's seen you do that and she's written in as a nightmare and she's...
Oh, it's about me, yes. finish the story. What did I do next?
Just that. You're a dick at the self-service checkout.
Yeah, I'm a dick at the self-service checkout. Because I work faster than those damn computers. They work too slow.
They do work slow. And they're asking, do you want to donate?
Stop it. And you're like, stop asking me to be charitable at Christmas.
Oh, I'm a charity case.
Clearly. Okay. Phil said he was standing in line during the holiday season shopping and it was a really, really long line. He said one guy decided to bring a coffee with him before braving the crowd. As he walked past the incredibly long line outside the Best Buy, a weary man towards the front offered $20 for this half-drunk lukewarm coffee that this guy had. He made the sale and then this guy went back to the coffee shop to pick up four more coffees, which he sold for $10 a piece to the most desperate people in line.
Oh.
So this guy was like, right, I'm onto something. These people don't want to budge. So hang on.
What is going on in your life that is what you've come up with?
Far out.
As a business venture.
Well, in the moment.
Holy hell.
Seize the damn moment. And made a couple of bucks.
Forget what the value of your time, mate. Christ.
Only
and
in
you
America.
Marching over to the coffee shop and then waiting.
Oh, the waning. Yeah, why would you?
Phil, 16 copies for Phil. Not Phil. Martin.
Yeah, Martin. I feel like this person would not have, he had a lot of time on his hands, clearly.
Yeah, too much. I can't be bothered with things like that.
That's crazy. Why would you drink someone else's coffee?
Oh, stop
it. In the time of COVID especially.
In the time of anything, they're backwash. Stop it. I'm going to burp.
Like a half lukewarm. What if it's not the oat milk that you like?
Wrong meal. He orders a variety of milks because no one has a simple coffee order these days.
No, do they?
All right, Sarah from Perth said, I can't cope with this. It's funny as hell and also wrong. Middle-aged man outside the shops wearing a baby carrier. Problem is he had a dog inside the carrier and was shushing it to sleep like a baby.
See, codependency with your dog. Problem. He's got a lot of issues he needs to unpack and needs to speak to George, I would recommend.
Speak to goddamn George. He's got one of those movies where the dog like suckles. You know, like because obviously men don't breastfeed.
No. Don't they, Chanel?
Can they? Oh, God. No. Probably next week that'll be possible. But let's just say this. They've got a movie so the dog's like, oh,
suckling
stop.
On the teat of love.
Making myself sick. Anyway, Sarah,
that's disgusting.
I hope you filmed that secretly on your phone.
That's foul. This one epitomises, I guess, gun laws in America and why this is an issue. And I found it online. So it's an online one that I thought was yes. pretty funny. Violence erupted at a kids' clothing store between two angry customers on Christmas Eve, one of whom pulled out a gun.
What?
The other. Yeah. The police were called and the mall's stores were put in lockdown, but many of the customers weren't afraid for their lives. They were just angry they were unable to finish their shopping, recalls one employee. As the gunman tried to get customers to lie on the floor and cover their heads, he said, one man yelled at me to finish the transaction. This is crazy.
That's mental.
When they're so desensitized and guns are being pulled out every 5 seconds, like, oh, well, can we just get on with this? No one cares to get down on the ground. They're like, I don't want to lose my place in the damn line. This is Christmas. You can shoot me, but I'm getting this bargain.
Yes.
Man, that's
and
a
you
worry.
Will not take. That is a huge worry.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway.
Thank you, the internet, for that one.
Yeah, thank you, internet.
These two will give you a good chuckle. These have all been brilliant stories. But Sharon said, my Uber driver, who was a middle-aged Pakistani man, picked me up dressed as Santa Claus in his white Toyota Corolla.
Yes.
Yes. How good is that?
Creepy,
so
but
he
yes.
was Santa. Hello, in the back seat. Hope you have a wonderful time in the car. Here's a bottle of water and some hand sanitizer and a tissue box.
Ooh, all those three things combined sound dodgy. Here's a tissue box.
And
here's a long sock.
It's a long sock that I used earlier.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Hence why I've got the tissues and the sanitizer.
But how nice. He's spreading a bit of cheer.
Dirty Santa, dirty Santa, jingle bells.
He's smoking out the window, a Santa. Die out the window.
Dirty, dirty
beer bottle.
Santa.
Fanging it down in his Toyota Corolla. Showering in the back. Whee!
Actually, it would be quite fun. I like that.
I love that. Last one. Tamey, this is a shout out to anyone that lives near or frequents Port Adelaide often.
Okay, which is, yep, a place in Adelaide.
A place in Adelaide. It's very charming.
Near the docks.
Anyway, there was a man that was sat outside. She's put coals here, drunk as a skunk. I love that term, drunk as a skunk.
Yeah.
Because a skunk is often drunk.
That's weird. I think it's just because it rhymes.
Drunk as a skunk.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Singing Christmas carols, a bit like what you were saying before.
Yeah, yeah.
And a partridge in a pear tree. Yay! Five golden. And what number out to?
I think it was Chanel.
Yeah, it was me. Absolutely shit faced on wild turkeys.
I'd love to see that. I would pay to see that. I would film that.
I would like to know if the police moved him on or stood and watched and cheered him on.
People probably threw money at him. A little busking thing for him. We should have put a hat out.
Absolutely smashed singing Christmas carols loudly.
I think we should do that. We should go and busk. Why don't we do it? No one stands and sings drunk Christmas carols. Well, we can be drunk. Why not? We don't have to be. It's probably better drunk.
You might get a better result.
Yeah, doing it sober, people are going to go, wow. That's well, can you imagine? Us two people, your mums and, you know, middle age, let's say, but standing there in the damn shopping centre singing Christmas carols. That'd be bizarre.
We'd get tapped on the shoulder being asked if we've got a permit to do so.
Yeah.
And why we smell of booze.
And skunks.
Oh. And skunks.
Stinking.
Oh.
And why do you have prawns down your pants?
And that cheese in your back pocket from the Tidbits episode called Ming and Cheese. Oh, that is just wrong. Oh. Look, thank you, Nightmares, and one singular Night Martin who wrote that in. They were great.
Do you stop saying no? I cannot handle it, Chanel. We've got to can it.
Okay. Can Nightmare. It like a everyone's man. A Mary, okay?
Can it.
Everyone's a Mary.
Nightmare.
Unless
Nightmare.
You're a Martin.
Yeah. Which you're not.
Which you're not.
Jesus.
The beautiful
Nightmare.
I found a couple of things online about other countries that have really strange Christmas traditions.
Okay.
So one of them is from Krampus, let's say, in Austria.
Or a little town.
And as if the threat of missing out on presents wasn't bad enough for kids, okay? So Austrian kids who end up on Santa's naughty list also have to worry about Krampus, a horned hairy beast that snatches misbehaving children in his wicker basket, serving as Saint Nicholas's creepy enforcer. Many towns in Austria and the neighbouring countries.
Heard about this.
Yep, especially. And this guy looks like he's straight out of hell, like the gates of hell.
I think
he is a demon character. Yes. Yeah. Yep. And basically, he will snatch them, put them in a basket, and take them the fuck away.
To eat them, probably.
Yeah. Their little fingers and toes.
What See does he later. Do with them, Chanel? Does it say?
It didn't go that far.
Oh.
Just basically be good.
I kind of want to know.
He's horrendous. He's actually terrifying.
Google, yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of like a
Krampus.
Looks like a bull head on a Pegasus-y type body. Sort of weird. Yeah.
Very something. Scary.
Devilish.
Yes. Anyway, so Austrian children, beware.
Oh.
I wonder which one they keep up more. Spoiler alert here for anyone that's got children in the back seat. Tell them to zone out now or hit pause.
Yes.
Done. Okay, if you still believe in Santa, I wonder which one they go more with, it, whether it's Krampus or Saint Nick. Which one do they keep alive for longer? Maybe the naughty one because more threats.
Yeah, I think so. It would have longevity in that. Mm. You've got a lot to work with there, but it's scary.
He's
a
scary motherfucker. This is this one here. I'll leave you with this. It's brilliant. It's from Catalonia.
Ooh.
Did you like
that?
Yes, the pooper and the pooping log. So for some...
pooping log.
Yeah. A difficult reason to understand that they've got this guy who I can't pronounce the name of him, but they slide him into the nativity scene and it's a guy hunkering over doing a poo.
On Jesus, on the baby Jesus.
Maybe just next to him, in the haystack next to him.
Is it a present?
Yeah.
Is he like the fourth wise man from Spain?
Snuck into the nativity scene alongside Jesus, Mary and Joseph and took a poop.
So he had, what was it, gold, myrrh, frankincense and
shit.
You know.
Yeah, okay. In Catalonia. I want to keep saying that, like that word.
Yeah,
And one more thing, they have a calla, T.O., I think, or the pooping log, as it's called, so which is a small stick with a smile on its face and that lives at the dinner table. So it's a poo log that lives on your table because as if poo, feces and food should go together.
What is with the obsession with poo?
It's so funny. And it is fed nuts and sweets every day and kept warm with a blanket and gets beaten with sticks on Christmas Eve to poop out presents in reality. Look at this.
What?
I love it.
A pooping log.
It's a pooping log.
Oh, so the log, it's an actual log, like a log of a tree. Like that's something you'd put on the fire.
But pooping.
And they've dressed it up with a hood and quite a comical little face.
Yes.
And then it poops out.
Yep.
Okay. So it's kind of like at Christmas. You know, you get the little reindeer and the little plastic pigs and things.
Yes.
And then you press them down and the lollies come out of their butts.
Yeah,
it's like a giant version of those.
But the idea is that it shits out presents.
Yeah, but out of its butt.
Out of its butt.
Okay.
Last one, in Wales, our Welsh listeners. It's an
this is going to be good. The Welsh are fucked up, I tell you.
I love them,
but screwed up.
This is amazing. Welsh culture is ancient and steeped in superstition, right? Mm. So therefore the residents of South Wales enjoy parading an undead horse around their villages to celebrate the happiest time of the year.
What? An undead horse?
It says undead horse.
So do you mean just a live horse?
Well, it says.
Does that make any sense?
In a wassailing display dating back to probably Celtic times, the custom involved draping a white sheet over a pole with a horse skull attached and knocking on the townsfolk doors, no doubt giving them the fright of their lives. So they're walking around with a dead horse's carcass head on a stick, but knocking on people's doors to scare the fuck out of them.
So it's dead. It's not undead.
Well, it says here undead in the article.
That's not right. But the article also uses a word that starts with a W that makes no sense. Which is clearly, that's clearly Welsh. What was that word?
So it's, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
W-A-S-S-A-I-L-L-I-N-G.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What's a
I can't do the Welsh accent. It's very tricky. For fuck's sake, my fun wee.
For fuck's sake, my fun wee. Yeah.
A dead horse.
I'm the Onigi in the village. Okay. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
So a dead horse on a stick. Merry Christmas. Boom.
Merry fucking
shit and log on the table. Boom. Scary ass man from hell going to shove you in a basket. Boom. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Hey, ours is just as bad. We have bloody elves, don't we, and Santas and, you know, a man that comes down a damn chimney for crying out loud. How scary is that?
Yeah, to the houses that don't have chimneys as well. Wow,
through the sliding door, kids. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I can't wait. My kids are petrified.
Oh, it's petrifying. It's scary. Anyway, Nightmares, thank you for your love.
Yeah.
The best Christmas.
What a great year we've had, by the way. We've really enjoyed this year.
It's been fun.
It's been a bit of a ride. We've done lots of fun things. With the Beautiful Nightmare, had a bit of a change of brand.
Yes, added in Tidbits,
got a lot going on. And next year, more to come, it's only bigger and better. So
We can't wait. So thank you for jumping in this crazy boat with us.
Yeah.
We're all out at sea not knowing where the fuck we're going. Doesn't matter.
It's all fun. It's the process. It's the journey, not the end, not the outcome. But in saying that, we're going to play you a song.
Our
Christmas song that we play, I think, every year, don't we?
Yeah, this is its third time.
Third time. We keep playing it. Yeah.
Well, if Mariah keeps fleshing hers out, we'll just keep playing this.
Yeah, that's true.
Until you tell us to stop.
Yeah. It's got mileage in it. Until you tell us no. Here it is. Anyway.
Come on, baby. You know it's sexy when you help me out. When you baste that turkey or wipe down the table with that eco-friendly spray that I like. If you just help me out this Christmas, I'm going to help you out. Yeah, I'm gonna iron your shirt next year. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, baby, it's that time of year when shit gets real and you start to fear. Things ain't done. No, it's not fun. It's all up to you and you're pissed. That elf on the shelf ain't moving itself. You've got 20 days, you're caught in a haze. Tell the kids elf is back at the pole, cause you know that's just how I roll. Now school is out, kids are tired and mad. I want gum for breakfast. Give me the iPad. No way, little dude, now you're on your own. Yo, mama's wrecked. Now where's my phone? So when's it mum's turn? When's it mum's turn? When's it mum's turn? When's it mum's turn? Order that turkey, gotta get you meat. Cause yeah, I'm a real Christmas athlete.
Christmas time, what you help me out. Christmas time, cause I'm back out.
cheek. Get me the present that I actually want. You gotta ditch the soap and the dressing gown. Hang on with my lady's gonna paint the town. Smashing G&T's gonna cut up the floor. Gonna go for guys, I'm so sorry, but the kids are sick. I'm gonna have to bail. We're gonna have to rain check it, okay?
Christmas time, won't you help me out? Christmas time, cause I'm not back out.
Ooh, baby, you know it's true. Why don't you just take the kids out for 5 minutes so I can wrap the rest of these presents? I mean, seriously. I'm so over this. Not wrapping any more presents. I'm done. Pass me the Prosecco.
Did you pick up that pudding? And what about those chips? I mean, people are coming at 4 o'clock. I mean, are we even ready? This is ridiculous.
Actually, you can help me clean this year.
And you suggested getting the kids a hermit crab. Like, that was the dumbest idea ever.
I'm so tired. It's only 10 a.m. Oh, Christmas. Far out.
The Beautiful Nightmare is produced by Frankie Media and hosted by Chanel Franklin and Tamara Linke.
Want to know more about us?
Get in touch at thebeautifulnightmare.com or jump on our socials.
Wow, you can really make a podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.